Yeah, we're inviting everyone who would like some fair food, would enjoy a family movie in a drive-in atmosphere. We have an inflatable screen that we're able to use. We'll be doing Toy Story 4, and it'll be a $20 charge per vehicle. So load everyone in the SOV. Those nine-seaters come in handy now. And come on down to the fairgrounds and enjoy some fair food and enjoy a good movie. So it'll be probably, well, if this works, which we anticipate it will, mm-hmm. there'll probably be a couple of more this summer before the end of the season. But the fair is postponed to 2021. All of our acts at this time have agreed to be here in 2021. And so that will make for, at this time, that'll make for the same billing. Your tickets will still be as good. They'll carry the same seat and value of performance. And, you know, with Toby Keith and Leonard Skinner and Mercy Me, really would like to see everyone hold on to those tickets and help us work this through at the fairgrounds.
Canceling the fair, what type of impact does that have on the county? Is it more... is it at all financial or psychological?
Well, it is a little financial because we've already spent money in advertising
sure.
For the program and spent planned different things. We did something different last year because of the construction. We did a virtual program, and we did that again this year, and that's worked out very, very well.